The late Steve Lacy, considered by many to be the best soprano saxophone player of his era, started out playing with early jazz traditionalists like Pee Wee Russell and Hot Lips Page. But he also found a home in the avant-garde and modern jazz. His most enduring musical relationship was with the music of Thelonious Monk, which he performed and recorded throughout his career. And he played with Monk in the early 60s. Terry Gross spoke with Lacy in 1997.
Monk invited you to join his quartet, making the group a quintet for the 4 months that you were there. Do you have any idea why he asked you to join? I mean, obviously he liked what you were doing.
Well, I think he was intrigued with the sound of the horn, the novelty of it, and he knew I was not an expert, but an aficionado of his music, and maybe he thought I needed the experience. That's what I like to think. I like to think that he gave me that opportunity to really see what was happening from the inside.
And what did you learn seeing the music from the inside? What are some things you got from actually playing with Monk and talking with him?
I learned to stick to the point and to not lose the point and not get carried away, and to play with the other musicians and not to get all wrapped up in my own thing, and not to just play interesting notes just to be interesting, you know, or weird notes just to be weird. He mostly told me what not to do. He never told me what to do. But he told me what not to do when I did something that bothered him. For example, when I played, when we were playing together, sometimes he would play something on the piano and I would pick that up and play that on my horn. I thought I was being slick, you know. And he stopped me. He said, "Don't do that. That's, you know, I'm the piano player. You play your part. I'm accompanying you. Don't pick up on my things." You know, He got me out of the thing of trying to be too hip. I was trying to be too hip, and it wasn't swinging sometimes, you know. Then he told me, make the drummer sound good. Because I was playing some things that confused the drummer because I was confused myself. And so the drummer was not swinging, you know. And Monk told me, no, make the drummer sound good. And that was an enormous help to me, really. It stopped me cold, really, and changed my focus. And Monk's thing... He told me, let things go by. Let certain things go by. Don't play everything. Just play certain things. Let other things go by. It's what you don't play that's very important, really, and that's extremely important.
A kind of intervals of laying out of the
space.
Yeah.
Space, using the space as time,
mm-hmm.
And using time and digging time as space.
Saxophonist Steve Lacy with Misha Mengelberg on piano. Lacy passed away in 1997 at the age of 69. We'll continue our reflections on Thelonious Monk after this break. This is Fresh Air.